Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's listen to the Bible together, and then try and hear what God is saying to us today. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 1. I'm writing to God's chosen people who are living as foreigners in the provinces of Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. I wonder where home is for you. The older one gets, the more interesting the question becomes, because there are so many potential candidates. Perhaps it's the place where you were born. I left my birthplace when I was 18, but I still look back to it as a place of great importance. But since then, I've lived in many different places. When I lived in India, I remember concluding that my home was wherever I happened to have a bed, table, chair, paper and pen. So long as I had those five items, I was content and could feel at home. Every place that I've lived has become very precious to me. But Peter would want to remind me that I am, at the end of the day, a foreigner. This world is not my true home, because I have a permanent home in heaven. In this letter, Peter addresses his readers as foreigners, and throughout the letter, he spells out the implications of living in a place which is only a temporary residence. Being a foreigner is an interesting experience. I came to love India. It's a vast and beautiful country with amazing mountains, fabulous beaches, rich cultures, stunning architecture and wonderful people. But although I thoroughly enjoyed the 2 years that I lived there, it was always clear that I was a foreigner. I picked up some of the local language, but only enough to entertain people, never to have a fluent conversation. I was interested in the culture, the politics and the history of the area, but it was always clear that I didn't really belong, much as I loved the people and enjoyed spending time with them. Our place here on earth is similar. I believe that we should enjoy our lives and that God intends that we should do so. But because this is not our true and lasting home, he doesn't want us to fool ourselves into thinking that this is our permanent residence. We're just passing through. We're foreigners. Let me pray with you. Lord God, thank you for the privilege of serving you here in this world, but help us to keep in mind where our true home is. Amen. Thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope. God bless you. I hope you have a great day.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.